This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome to tonight's shir. The halacha shir this evening, we are going back to Hilchas Brachos. If you remember, we've sort of taken a bit of a detour. I can't remember exactly when, but I think Purim time, we went off to Hilchas Purim or something related, and then towards Pesach, we did something for that. And then, since Pesach, we've been doing the Memches Kinyone Torah. So, Hilchas Brachos is probably a distant, hazy memory. But I remember where we're up to, and we're up to page 10 on the booklet. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com, and I'll send you the handout. So, we're up to the bit about foods during a bread meal. This is a very interesting area. What is the issue? How come we don't make brachas on food during the meal? So the answer is the Mishnah in Brachas. If you look on the top of page 11, the Mishnah in Brachas, which is on Daf Mem Aleph Omad Beis, says, Pas poteres kol minei machel, v'yayin poter kol minei mashkim. Bread exempts all foods that you're going to have during the course of the meal. And we'll talk about wine soon, but that concept of bread exempting other foods is something which we're very familiar with. That you wash, and therefore you don't make any bracha on the first course, the soup, the main course, whatever it may be. Okay, so take a look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is in paragraph 8a, which is on page 10 of the sheet in front of you. The Kitzur says, Kol masha eichlim b'toich ha-su'udah, anything that you eat as part of the meal, in the meal, midvarim sheregilim la'ochlim b'toich ha-su'udah nisboya, which you would normally eat for satiation as part of a meal, could go in basa, the dogim, meat, fish, or minei lifton, and things eaten with bread, you know, whatever that may be, proteins and carbohydrates, salads, or whatever it may be, or minei levivos, sorry, dice or minei levivos, some sort of mazona, some sort of oatmeal or pancakes or things like that, you're eating as part of a meal. Afilu dvarim sha'ichlim b'loy lechem, even things which you don't normally eat with bread. You don't need a bracha. If you're having a bread meal, you don't need a bracha on these individual items. Not a bracha before and not a bracha afterwards. They are covered by the hamotz you've made on the bread and by the birchas hamazon you'll say at the end. Since you're eating these foods for satiation as part of your meal, Harihin bichlal ha-suda, they're considered parts of the suda. V'chol ha-suda nigreres acha ha-lechem, and the whole meal is sort of dragged after the bread. Shehu ikah chai ha-odom, because bread is sort of the mainstay of a person's food. V'lochein kulim niftar b'birchas ha-moitzi b'birchas ha-mozen, and therefore they are covered by the birchas ha-moitzi or the birchas ha-mozen. Okay, now we'll talk about, Mitz Hashem, things which are not eaten for satiation. That, and Mr. Hashem will talk to in future weeks about sort of desserts and fruits and things like that. But let's just talk about the bread meal. Now, first things first, how much bread do you actually need to have? Because I've seen people do this. They wash, they nibble a little bit of bread, and then they'll have their meal, and they bench as normal. But it's not so straightforward. If you take a look at the Igros Moshe, this is the bottom box on page 10. The Igros Moshe says that basically in order to exempt the need to make a bracha on other foods during the meal, you need to have a kazayas of bread as at the beginning. You need to know how long do you have to have that bread in. We're familiar with Seder night, that to eat the matzah in a certain time frame. Well, it actually applies all year round, that you need to have that bread within the time span of a Kedei Achilas Pras. The Kedei Achilas Pras, which I've put in the note there at the bottom, literally means the time, the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a pras, which is a half a loaf of bread, referring to the standard loaves of bread which they had in the times of the Gemara, or the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara. And that there's a range in, amongst the Mefarshim, whether it's 2 or up to 9 minutes. Rav Moshe says 3 minutes. And it's not so hard, as we'll discuss soon. It's not a lot of bread. For matzah, it's a bigger piece, and therefore it's more challenging to eat it in that time frame. But for bread, you know, it's not a lot of bread. How much is a kazayis? I've brought with me, I don't know if you're familiar with this book, Rav Bodner's book on Hilchas Kazayis. It's a great sefer, not something to read or to learn when it's a fast day or you're very hungry, because it's got pictures of all different types of foods and you know, just shows you the sort of their life size thing and how many tangy taffies you need for a kazayas and all the rest of it. So when it comes to bread, in page 86 of the book, he talks about rye bread and white bread, and he differentiates between a large loaf and a small loaf. Makes sense. Because imagine the loaf, which is sort of not a square cut, but a round loaf, you know what I'm talking about, the other one is called, the opposite to square, standard, regular loaf of bread. And he talks about, Ramesh talks about the center slice. Why the center slice? It's the biggest, right? Because the slices aren't uniform. And therefore, for a small loaf of bread, he says it's a half a slice of the center slice, but for a large loaf, which I guess, whatever you have, then it's only a quarter of a center slice. So we're not talking about a lot of bread. So imagine the center slice of a non-square loaf of bread. A quarter of that center slice would be enough for a kazayis. And again, it depends what you have. A bagel, it's very small. A bagel will only be a tenth of a bagel. Imagine a tenth of a bagel. So you cut a little, he's got a picture of it, a little slice out of a bagel. That's all you need. For a challah roll, it's a ninth of a challah roll. A pita bread, because I guess it's flatter, it's a quarter of a pita bread. So either way, that's whatever it happens to be. Okay, so he's got here a slice of matzah. He says here two-fifths of a slice of matzah. So just under a half of a slice of matzah. You know, it depends again on the shiurim of the matzah. And anyway, it depends what your standard slice of matzah is. But that's the kazayis. So in order to exempt the need to make a bracha on other foods during the meal, you need to have a kazayis of bread within the time span of kedach hilas pras, which is ranging from 2 to 9 minutes. As I said, Ramesha says it's 3 minutes. The footnote 5 is actually very important. One who eats any amount of bread, you still have to wash. If you want to have even a tiny amount of bread, you still have to wash netilas yodayim and say hamotzi on the bread. But if you're eating less than a kazayis, then the netila, the washing, it does not require a bracha. But the bracha of hamotzi you make on any amount of bread that you eat. Okay, so if you have, less than a kazayis, you still need to wash and to make a bracha. But if less than a kazayis, your netilas yodayim is without a bracha, but you still would need hamotzi. But in order to have a bread meal, therefore it's on Friday night or whatever it may be, it's not enough just to peck at the challah and to have literally just to pull off a tiny bit. One needs to have a kazayis of it. And for a challah, like I say, it's a very small amount. Here he says one ninth of a small challah roll. So we're not talking large amounts. I remember one time a friend of mine told me he was on a diet, and whatever diet it was on, he was allowed one slice of challah for every Shabbos meal. And he cut this most ginormous slice of challah, which is way more than a kazayis, according to any opinion. Okay, let's just have a quick look at Ramesha. Take a look at the bottom there. He makes some very interesting points. So hine, this is Ramesha Feinstein, Erchaim Chelik Dalet Simen Men Aleph, in Igros Ramesha. Hine, misha ochel besudose harbe minin. Now this is a very interesting point. You can have a large meal, let's say a Friday night meal, and you can eat, you know, many courses and lots of food, but only have a tiny amount of bread. V'loy ochel ela pochas mikazayis pas, and you have less than a kazayis of bread. The question is, are you mechuyev in birchas hamazon? Is this considered a proper meal? Poshut, says Ramosha, it's straightforward. Shekiven the birchas hamazon udafka lachilas pas, since birchas hamazon was instituted specifically on bread, va'al shar minim afilu hoya kadei sveya, and on other things, which even if they're eaten for satiation, va'afilu muderech achila v'sveya, even if this is the normal way of eating and being satiated, like nowadays, says Ramesha, in our countries, in the Western world, people try to cut down a little bit on bread, on the advice, on medical advice, and they sort of get satiated from other foods. If they haven't eaten a kazayis of bread, you don't make birchas hamazon. You do not make a birchas hamazon. You don't bench if you have had less than a kazayis of bread. The papachas mikazayis who kolay ochel pas klal, because less than a kazayis is as if you have not eaten any bread. So therefore, it's just an important point that when you have a bread meal, and like the Mishnah says, pas poteres kol minei maichel, the chiv of birchas hamazon is only if you've eaten a kazayis of bread. Don't just nibble the challah or the piece of bread, but you need to have a kazayis, which is not a huge amount. Like I say, on a regular non-square loaf, it's the quarter of the mid-cut slice. For a piece of challah roll, it's a ninth of a challah roll, a tenth of a bagel, etc., etc. Okay, we'll start this and then we'll continue it next week. But the Mishnah carries on and says, Yayin poite kol mine mashkim. That in the same way that pas, that bread exempts, this is the top of page 11, that bread exempts all types of food, well, so too wine exempts all types of drink. Now, and says the Shulchan Aruch, this is brought in Simon Kuf Ayin Dalad in Rechaim, Yayin shebetei chasudah mevorech alav ber piragof, and if you have wine during the meal, you have to make a separate bracha, ve'ein pas peitreim, bread does not exempt it. So I'll give you a good example. Let's say you have challah shudas, and at challah shudas you're having whatever you're eating, some fish and some salads, and you fancy a glass of wine. So we're quite, unless you know this halacha, people do this, they'll just drink the wine, because after all, you made hamotzi. But it's not true, because bread covers all the foods in the meal, and anything which is, even the drinks, which is there to help the food go down. But wine is considered significant and is distinct, and it will not be covered by the bread. So you would have to make a separate bracha on the wine that you drink even during the meal. Even though you've washed and made hamotzi and you're going to bench, you would need to make a separate bar piragofen. It could be Shabbos lunch as well. If you had kiddush before and you don't have kiddush immediately before lunch. See, the reason why I think we're not always so used to it is because when do we drink wine? On Friday night. And the person has made kiddush, and then you wash, and then you go in. And we'll talk about it next week if you have extra wine during the meal, how that works. But if you've got a bottle of wine on the table, you have some more kiddush wine during the course of the meal, then you're right, you do not make a bracha. Because you've already made, that's because you've made a berperag often in kiddush, or you've drunk some. But ordinarily... Oh, so that will come to next week. That's Hatoiva Meitiv. That's a good question. And if you've got wine, so we'll discuss the halachas of that in Mitzvah Hashem next week. But just another interesting application of this, and please God will explore it more. But it's not only that wine is not exempted by the Birchas HaMotzi, but wine, as the Mishnah says, it's patas kol mine mashkim. It exempts other drinks. So I'll give you a great example of when this applies. Shabbos morning Kiddush. So imagine you're sitting down, you make kiddush on wine, even grape juice, and you've got a coffee and you've got a piece of cake. So the halacha is you do not need to make a shahakal on your coffee. You're sitting there, you've got a coffee, and you made a berperag gofen, because berperag gofen covers other drinks. And therefore, the brachas, I would only make two brachas. I make a berperag gofen on the kiddush, and I make a mezonos on the cake that I'm eating. I would not need a shahakal. And we'll discuss, Mr. Shem, next week exactly how and when this applies. If it's got to be in front of you, you knew about it, etc., etc. But Hilchas Brachas is fascinating. I find it very relevant and important and very, very interesting. Okay, Mr. Hashem, to be continued next week.
Also, if you make kiddush on Shabbat, you have to remember that you have a glass of wine, so you need to make.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.